Coming up, we've got a couple of gaming devices, a headset and a gaming laptop. We're going to talk about some speakers for the beach just in time for the summertime, a Ferrari, and the world's largest tablet. It's all next. Time to watch Before You Buy.
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for Before You Buy is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com. Before You Buy is brought to you by Carbonite. Automatically and continually back up your computer files to the cloud whenever your computer is connected to the internet for only $59 a year. Try it free at Carbonite.com and use the offer code Before You Buy to get 2 bonus months with purchase. Oh, welcome to Before You Buy. This thing is heavy. It's time to watch the Twit Show, where we review the products of the week with many of our Twit staff members. It's always a lot of fun, and we have some fun stuff for you. We're going to start off with our producer, Shannon Morse, who reviewed a pair of headphones for gaming. It's not just headphones, though. It's a speaker microphone,
yes.
Too, right?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And you have to speak when you're playing games.
These are not cheap, but if you're a gamer, what game would you wear these with? Call of Duty?
Left 4 Dead.
Let's take a look. Shannon Morse's review.
Hey, guys. I'm Shannon Morse, the producer of Before You Buy, and this is the Plantronics GameCom Commander headset. You can buy this for $299.99, a good old whopping $300. To be honest, that's a little expensive for me, but if you're going to go to a lot of LAN parties, if you're going to be using this to go to a lot of, you know, gaming tournaments with your PC in hand, then it might be the one for you. So let's go ahead and check out 3 different topics on this guy. So first off, the sound quality on these. They are noise isolating, so you're not going to get a lot of background noise whenever you put these on. They are also over-the-ear headphones. So I can't hear myself talking right now, but I know that they're going to be nice and comfortable. They're not going to, you know, weigh down on my ears that much. The sound quality on these guys is very nice. I was able to play music. I was able to play, you know, everything from Daft Punk to Adele, and everything sounded very nice and crisp. The treble was perfect, and I was also able to get really nice heavy bass out of this. They do come with a nice little USB sound card, so you can get 7.1 Dolby surround sound, which is also really excellent whenever you're playing games and you need to know what's going on in every corner of the video game. Where people are shooting at in that FPS is very important. Second off, the mic. I love the mic on here, and I wish more headsets had a microphone like this. On here, you'll see a lot of nice cushioning, so you're not going to get a whole lot of popping sounds, a lot of hisses whenever you're talking to your team players in your video games or whenever you're making Skype calls. Everybody that I spoke to with this was able to hear me very clearly, and it worked quite well. Also, you'll notice that it's very bendable. Over time, I don't see that this one end up breaking on me or anything like that. I'm able to move it around. I'm able to put it wherever I need to. And it doesn't fall down to my throat like some do. I know a lot of times they'll end up slowly falling down to the bottom of wherever their turning ratio is. And it can get kind of annoying. But this one stuck in place no matter where I put it. And third, the comfort. This was a little bit tricky for me. Whenever I put them on, they're over-the-ear headphones, right? But whenever I try to move it back and forth and try to adjust it to my smaller head, they end up scooting down on my ear. So on this side, it would end up laying right on the top of my earlobe, which would get kind of annoying. It would give me a little bit of an ache on that side of my head. Also, the arch on the top, although it is cushioned and it's nice and comfortable on the top, I wasn't able to feel that because the arch is so wide right here. It's so tall. The two ends on the two sides would end up poking into my head and give me a little bit of a headache. Might not be a problem for you, but it was for me. The weight is just fine, so you won't find yourself feeling like you're weighted down. They aren't really heavy at all. So, my pros and cons for this. First off, my pros. The mic quality is excellent. I love the microphone on this, and I wish more had them like this. Also, the sound quality is great. Whether it's bass or whether I'm playing a lot of FPSs, I'm able to hear everything, no matter where it's coming from, very, very well. And, of course, the cons. First off, the price. $300, that's really expensive for a headset. The one I have at home to play my video games on, it's a Corsair headset that I got for like $140, so quite a bit cheaper. And also the comfort. Might not be an issue for you, but it was for me. So, altogether, I have to give these a try. While the comfort wasn't perfect for me, it might be for you, and other than that, the sound in the microphone was excellent. I love the sound quality on these. Again, this was the Plantronics GameCom Commander, and I'm Shannon Morse for Before You Buy.
I'm a big fan of Plantronics headsets. I mean, I think they make good stuff. But you look like you're in a you're a helicopter pilot. They're huge.
Commanding officers, we have a... We're arriving. There's
Let me try them on just because I want to see if maybe... Because I have a bigger head. Maybe... Hello! The comfort might be better for me. Was it... Did you feel like they pinched?
Yes.
Yeah.
They pinched the top.
Yeah, they're pretty tight. Well, they're tight, you know?
They look a little better on your head, though.
Yeah, I have a bigger head. You have such a small head. I don't know. $299 is awfully expensive, but if the sound is really good, good headphones are expensive.
Really nice sound.
And the microphone's good, too. So, I mean, it might be worth it, especially if you do a lot of gaming where you want to talk back to your opponents. Thank you, Shannon. Shannon Morse is not only the producer of this show, but also the host of Threat Wire, which is seen on TechFeed at youtube.com/TechFeed, and Hack 5 with Darren Kitchen every Wednesday. And we appreciate your putting the show together every
week.
It's really great. moving on to our next product, if I can scroll down here. It's time for Tony Wang, our editor-in-chief. And since we thought we were on a kind of a gaming kick here, we gave him an Alienware gaming laptop. I'm very curious. Is it really designed just for gaming? Let's find out.
I'm Tony Wayne for Turtle TV, and Before You Buy, and today I'm reviewing the Alienware M14X gaming laptop. Alienware M14X is sporting a 14-inch LED backlit display running a resolution of 1600 by 900, and that's powered by NVIDIA's GT650M GPU. The processor is a third-generation i7 paired with 16 gigabytes of RAM and a 750-gig SATA drive with a 32-gig M SATA drive. This laptop also has all the ports that you need with USB 3.0, 2.0, VGA, HDMI, DVD dual-layer burner, and a multimedia card reader. This whole package comes in at 6.45 pounds, which is pretty heavy for a laptop, but it's actually average for a gaming laptop. And Alienware also added their own Alien FX, which is customizable LED lights throughout the whole computer that lets you change colors. The pro of the M14X is that it is a very powerful machine. I have yet to come across any software that I cannot run smoothly on this machine, and I love the design of the LED backlit keyboard that's customizable to any color you like. And the battery life is actually very impressive. I got up to 5.5 hours of web browsing and almost 2 hours of gaming. The only con I have for this laptop is that the touchpad is just too small and not very responsive. So buy, try, or don't buy, it is definitely a try. I recommend everybody to go to Alienware.com and spec out your own M14X and see if it's the right gaming laptop for you. I'm Tony for Twitter TV, and Before You Buy, and this is the M14X.
Oh, I love the design on this. Somebody said this is similar to the one Sheldon uses on Big Bang Theory. Then you've got the classic Alienware head. He showed you the customizable backlit screen, and I like the little ports on here. That's what makes this a gaming laptop. You can buy a similarly powerful laptop from Dell, which owns Alienware, probably for a little bit less money. But you're getting it for the styling. I think it's pretty hip looking. Thank you, Tony. Tony is our, of course, editor-in-chief here at the Twit Brick House. And he's kind of getting some energy in that old Wang. I like it.
Coffee beans, I've heard.
It's to get him some more talks. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jason's here. Jason Howell, the editor and one of the hosts of TNT Tech News Today. Of course, host on All About Android.
Yep.
And you did a great video, which everybody should go see, with your Google Glass of being a TD. I thought that really was fascinating.
It was one of the first things that I thought of when I was at the Google campus getting fit for glasses. I was like, you know, this would be kind of an interesting way to show people what all the TDs do here, switching video. And I don't know, it's kind of cool that the Google Glass enables you to do those point of view kind of videos so easily. It's almost like GoPro is for, you know, the X Games. Google Glass is for like the nerds in our jobs.
I mean, I guess you could strap a... I have the headpiece for the GoPro. Right, I could strap it on my head and
yeah,
do
exactly.
that.
Am I going to put on a helmet with a GoPro and this is Twitch a little, Tech News Today? No,
I don't know
not.
Which is geekier looking. Yeah. But if you do want to see what the people who do the hard work, Brian Burnett right now is doing it over here, but Jason does it during TNT. And so you can actually... I like it. You inset TNT so I can watch TNT.
Yeah, I put the Switch
I can see what the result is, but I can also see what you're doing. And you do an awful lot. If you follow Jason on Google+, you'll find that at Jason Howell on Google Plus. And
yeah, it's also on the Inside Twit YouTube page.
Oh, good. All
so
right. Inside.
That's where I uploaded it to.
YouTube.com/InsideTwit.
I think it's / Inside Twit.
Yeah.
I tried to explain to my mom what I've been recently doing with this week in law.
Yeah, because you're doing law.
And I was like, here, just watch this video.
Yeah, she just watches this.
You do that? I'm like, not that complicated, but kind of.
Most people would probably only make it 2 minutes because you get a little seasick watching it.
But. Well, that's the only thing. Maybe a little optical image stabilization of those things would help.
Or wide-angle lens would be pretty awesome.
I'll tell you what. I will. Somebody in the chat room said, you should just wear it around the Twit Brick House one day. I will. I'll have a GoPro strapped to my head.
All right, everybody.
We'll have to do a time. Oh, we're playing his video now. We'll do a time-lapse of it because obviously you're not going to want to watch that for too long. But there it is. I mean, it is a complicated. You're doing, when any of our technical directors switches the show, what as many as 20 people used to do in a tech TV, you're doing not only the switching, but you're technical director and director. You're also doing audio. That's the audio board to your right. You're doing lights. You're monitoring the chat room. You're pulling up graphics.
Yep.
I mean, you're doing it all. And it's kind of fun to watch.
And that's a testament, actually, to the engineers that kind of put this whole thing together. Not to mention the power of the TriCaster. You know, we talk about that all the time on the stream. But
pretty neat.
The fact that one person can do this and... It looks complicated, but that's because you haven't done it like day in and day out. The more you do it, the easier it gets. And
battery life to record that all?
No. I tried two separate times just on battery and made it 42 minutes and
so
then
had to plug it
out on a full charge. So I had to plug it in the whole time to do that.
I was wondering that when I saw it. All right. We gave you another Kobo. These are the number three readers. There's the Kindle. There's the Barnes & Noble Nook.
And then there's the Kobo. This is the Kobo Arc, and it is a 7-inch tablet. They come in three different models here. They have the 16 gig for $200, which is, of course, the same as the Nexus 7, 32 gigs for $249, and the 64 gig for $249. I don't know if that's wrong or what's going on, but when I go to the site, you can get both the 32 and the 64 gig version for the same price. So maybe that's a mistake.
Opt for more.
Yeah, exactly.
Why not? It's
and I would
free.
Say that that's maybe one of the key differentiators here. Well, there are a few, but from like the Nexus 7. The Nexus 7 is kind of limited on storage, right? You can only get up to 32 gigs. There's no expandability. There is no expandability in the Kobo Arc, but you have the option of getting 64 gigs. So for people who are kind of storage freaks and they need that extra storage for their on-device media, this might be a solution for you. And apparently for only $50 more than what you'd pay for the 16 gig version.
It looks like a Kindle Fire. It's customized Android, right?
Yeah. So it actually, that's one of the negatives that I give on it is that the design really feels dated. It feels like the very first influx of Kindle Fires a few years ago. It's plasticky, which some people like that. It does feel pretty sturdy. It's got this nice soft touch backing on here that kind of keeps it from slipping too much, but it's a very light soft touch. It's not super rubberized like you get on the Nexus 7. You can see right here, they have their own kind of overlay, which they call, what do they call it? They call it tapestries. That's right. And the whole idea behind tapestries is that you can have these different blocks that contain different content within. So this is my social block, or I could have, you know, my reading block and categorize it that way and attach my widgets and my my shortcuts on the home screen here within those categories. So that's kind of cool. They also have this Discover tab down here that actually learns as you use it more. So as you listen to music, buy books through the Kobo store, all that kind of stuff, this will supposedly change and give you different things that you might be interested in, like George Strait, for example.
Those
Everybody who knows me knows I'm a huge fan of George Strait.
You love that country music. I know.
Yeah, I didn't find any valuable information down in Discover. It was one of those things that after a while, of using the tablet, I just completely blocked out because it doesn't do.
But you can't get rid of it. It's still going to be there.
Yeah, it's still there. One thing that I will say that's kind of a plus about this is it looks very different right now, right? On the home screen, everything else is stock.
Very Android-y, including the Play Store.
Yeah, and it's running Jelly Bean, actually. I think when you buy it, it's Ice Cream Sandwich, but this is Jelly Bean. Okay. It's 4.1.1. So everything looks stock aside from the home screen. So if you wanted to, you could get the 64 gig version, load your own launcher, like Nova Launcher on there.
Would Nova Launcher get rid of all of that front page stuff?
Yeah. It would turn it into
a stock Android
tablet. Yeah, now it's a stock. The only difference would be some of the bloatware. And that actually ends up being one of the good things, too. Now, the downside is, and I'm going to expand on that, the downside is that Kobo has some of their apps. You can't get rid of those.
Okay.
But any of the other bloat, like the 7 Digital right there, if I wanted to...
You can't uninstall it.
I can... Oh, I didn't mean to do that. But I can go into the app info and I can uninstall it completely. So it's bloat, but you can remove it from there and save your space on the
And
on
some
the
launchers device. Like Nova will allow you to hide it, to disable those.
Yeah, so you can hide it, but it's still occupying space. So it's kind of like a halfway solution.
There's no SD card on this. It's just
expandable SD.
So get as much as you can. And I just looked and you're absolutely right. It's $50 more for 16 gigabytes. And $50 more for 64 gigabytes.
I know.
Feels
like a mistake.
Get more gigabytes.
If you're thinking about it, just go for the 64.
Bucks.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
What else is there? Battery was fine. I wouldn't say that the battery was really that astounding. They tout 10 hours of reading and video. I mean, when I went to the device, you know, leaving it off the charger, it didn't seem to deplete super fast. Like some devices that I've tested, I leave it unplugged overnight and I go back to it, and I mean it's just ridiculously uncharged or run down. Not necessarily the case here. I feel like the battery was okay. What am I missing? The screen probably is one of the high points.
It actually looks good from this angle.
Yeah, so it's a 1280 by 800 IPS panel.
That's nice.
215 pixels per inch, which I think is right on par with the Nexus 7. And maybe a little bit better than the Kindle Fire. The display is definitely one of the high points of the device.
Now, where do you get the books? You have to buy it from the Kobo store?
Well, being that it's totally Google certified, you don't necessarily have
you
to
could
only buy
Google
it
books.
There. Exactly.
Or
I mean, you've got all of the Google apps on here and you know the Play Store, so you can install that. Kobo does have their own library that you can go into there and search through their own store and get it. But their library is, of course, limited compared to a lot of the other offerings. I think the benefit of going with something like this, if you were like a book freak, instead of going for something like the Nexus 7, is the fact that this does give you access to the Kobo store as well as everything else. You can get a Kindle on here, the Kindle app on here. You can get the Play Store for books.
And I like it that it's kind of... Android, unlike the Fire, where they really hide Android, you'd have to root it to get rid of it.
Yeah, exactly. That's definitely a high point.
Now, there's some hardware features you didn't like, and that may not be apparent when you're watching, like the raised bezel.
Yeah, so design-wise, it's kind of hard to see here, but you see this bezel lifts up quite a bit off the glass, and that ends up being kind of difficult when you're trying to kind of swipe from the sides and everything. It kind of catches your finger. It's a minor annoyance, I'd say, but I kept running into that for the most part. The front-facing speakers is great in theory. I wouldn't necessarily say that they gave you amazing sound, though. You kind of expect front-facing speakers to really sing a little bit more than the ones that are buried behind. And it wasn't the loudest speaker in the world. Overall, I really was kind of on the fence on this one, whether it was going to be a try or a don't buy. I can't necessarily say buy it, because for the same price, at least at the 16 gig level, you can get the Nexus 7, and that's kind of updates coming directly from Google. And it's really hard to kind of battle against that.
Right. That's at 4.2.2. This is still at 4.1.1.
Right. This is still a version behind, exactly. Yeah. And it took a while for them to upgrade it to Jelly Bean. But let's just hit the pros. Excellent display, 64 gig option if you need that. Google certified with Play Store access, of course. The cons, plasticky and dated design, I'd say. The raised bezel is just kind of annoying. And it doesn't have Bluetooth or GPS, which is another kind of ding on it, especially compared to the Nexus 7.
Wi-Fi only.
I'd say at this point, I hate to say it, but I'd say don't buy, only because unless you need the 64 gig version. If that's what you need, this is probably a reasonable option. If you're doing 16 or 32 gig, I'd just go with the Nexus 7. There's just a lot of reasons why you should kind of stick to the Google certified, the kind of close to the Google brand tablet versus going here.
There were rumors that Nexus, there'd be a new Nexus 7
exactly.
at the Google I.O., and they didn't announce any new hardware at all.
No, but I think people are still kind of expecting something refreshed this summer, in which case this gets buried even lower.
Right. So maybe wait and see what's going to happen with the Nexus 7 and then decide. The Kobo Arc. Thank you, Jason Howell. Appreciate
it. Thank you.
We'll see more of him on TNT and All About Android, which is coming up on Thursday, right?
Well, no, tonight.
Tonight's night. Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. Tuesdays. Chaos for Jason.
Yeah, you work hard. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. We're going to talk about a really big tablet in just a little bit. Also, some speakers you can take to the beach. Before we do that, though, I'd like to talk about your backup strategy. You are backing up, aren't you? I hope you are. Because everybody's got something on their computer they don't want to lose. Pictures of the family or the wedding or the baby. Maybe financial records, emails you don't want to lose. And I think for a lot of people, they say, well, I back it up to a CD, or maybe I've got some external hard drives I back up to. But you got to plan for the worst. You got to plan for disaster. That's what backing up is all about. And it's fine to back up to something next to your computer, but please do me a favor. Have some offsite backup, too. And that's where Carbonite's great. $59 a year for everything on a computer. Great for a laptop. Whenever you're online, it's automatically, continuously backing up. Any changes you make, backed up right away. It all happens without your attention, and that's kind of nice, too. You don't have to remember to do anything. It's just always running. And the best part, of course, is for $59, you get not only a very good backup strategy, but you get cloud storage, too. You can access your files anytime. Just log on to your Carbonite account on any computer or use their free apps for the smartphones and the tablets. That's really nice. You can even email files from Carbonite.com. I want you to give it a try today. We've got a no-risk, two-week no credit card trial. All you have to do is click that orange button. By the way, pick your plan. They have other plans for businesses, external drives. They have all sorts of different plans. Pick the plan you want. Click the try it free button. And then you get 2 weeks. You don't need a credit card. But do use the offer code before you buy. Because if you do buy, you'll get 14 months for the price of 12. 2 free months in addition. So try it today. 15 days free. No credit card. Just the offer code before you buy. All one word. You got to back it up to get it back. Please do me a favor. Do it right with Carbonite, CARBONITE.com. Liz Romero, we always give Liz the fun stuff. Liz, we just feel like she's going to go to the beach. She's going to try these speakers in an adverse situation. Let's find out what Liz Romero thinks of our turtle shell boombox.
Hi, everyone. This is Liz from Twit, and I am going to be reviewing the turtle shell wireless Bluetooth speaker from Outdoor Technology. This is the most rugged Bluetooth speaker I have ever encountered. And I'm a rugged type of girl, so I'm going to let you know how I was able to use these in all the different ways that I'm rugged. Here we go are my two own very turtle shell speakers. I actually got this in blue and black. They come in a lot of different colors. For examples of use and how these actually are waterproof, dustproof, rugged proof, this little guy right here actually lives in my shower. This guy survived for about over 4 months in my bathroom. And then this guy right here, I like to think of him more like my tumbler. He's rugged, he's been thrown around, dropped. And I also got this nifty little accessory, which is a clamp, so I can put it on things like here, where it's gonna survive tosses, or if I wanna put it on a bike, or if I wanna put it on my lamp like I do in my studio, or if I wanna have it in the garage. It's just very universal and a lot of different uses for it. These guys can last up to 8 to 10 hours, and I've tried this out. They do last up to 10 hours if you're not blasting them. The nice thing about these is they're super loud. They actually have it advertised that they are louder than a bear's roar. So this is full blast. This is louder than a bear's roar. I don't know if you can hear that, but that's louder than a bear's roar. A nice thing about these also is they do have a mic in here. So if I do want to be having a phone call with somebody in a big room, these are something nice that actually will look good on a table. All right, so I have nicknamed my black turtle shell to be the tumbler because it reminds me a lot of the one that's in the Batman movies. So this is rugged, and it's shown that it can take whatever you can throw. Kind of, but let's check it out. Anybody want a bowl? Now let's see if it still works. I say we roll it again, just to make sure that it can roll the music. No dents and no marks. All right, another thing this thing claims to be is waterproof. So now my coworker Anthony helped me test that out. Play the music. Since it's still working, I give that a plus. And not to mention, we just pulled 2 liters on it before this, and it sounds great. For the pros and cons of the Turtle Shell speaker is many pros. It is exactly what it advertises. It's rugged. It's waterproof. It's dust and sandproof. These things have survived me going to the beach. Not that many cons. Pricing $150. It could be a little lower, but it's not that big a deal to me. I actually got that blue one for $99 when I backed the Kickstarter project. And since it is still wireless and Bluetooth, the technology is still not there to get the best quality out of things with a lot of bass. So is this a buy, try, or don't buy? I'm going to have to definitely give this a buy. This is Liz Romero, and I just reviewed the Turtle Shell speaker from Outdoor Technology.
Right. All right. Liz Romero. Rock on. She actually bought these. She participated in the Kickstarter project for these. So when she says buy, she means it. She puts her money where her mouth is. These are hers. And they said, don't throw these. She said, I could throw this one.
You throw that one.
But not the other one.
I'll catch it.
No, I'm not going to throw it. That wouldn't be right. These are nice. Nice little speakers. Thank you, Liz Romero. What is your title? Sales and executive assistant. You're my assistant? Thank you. I need some help. Absolutely. Coming up, it's time for a Ferrari. Don't get your hopes up. We're not talking a car, but it is from Ferrari Design. Justin has this review of the Ferrari S100i.
Hey, everybody. Justin Robert Young here for Before You Buy. Reviewing Ferrari earbuds. That's how fast these earbuds are. They're flying all over the place. Unfortunately, they're for music and sound making, and they're not really all that great at it. Here's the deal. They look absolutely fantastic. The two models that I reviewed were the 100i and the 150i models. These are the 100i. They are $149 a piece. The others are at $221. They actually have the look that I kind of prefer. It's wrapped in leather, and both of them have the iconic Ferrari logos on them, so you can see those. I mean, I guess you have to get this close, so I don't know how people are going to be, if you're running by them in the park and they're like, oh, is that Ferrari? Oh, look at that, Mr. Man. I guess here's the problem. They are okay. I'm not a massive audiophile. I can't really tell about the highs and the lows and the muddy bass. They're apparently tuned up more for to emphasize bass tracks. I was not really able to pick that out all that much. And for me, the biggest element of a headphone is being able to stay in my ears and the relative silence that I get when they are implanted into my head. These were good at that. They weren't fantastic. They weren't the best that I've ever experienced. The Apple headphones with these soft inner ear devices or plastic tip things were better at keeping out all other audio. Pros, they play audio. So you're going to have audio in your ears when you put them in your ears and then hit a button that says start playing crisscross. Another pro, to be honest, they're pretty good at staying in the ears. And they do come with a wide variety. In fact, the widest variety I've ever seen for having the different plastic tips to match the exact size of your ear hole. Because remember, having a big ear hole is not unnatural. In fact, it's normal for most girls. Cons, they're way expensive. Like, you are literally only buying these if you have a Ferrari fetish. I mean, I have no other way to put it. It's not the top of the line earbud. It is the top of the line Ferrari earbud. Take that for whatever you will. I'm going to have to give this thing a big fat don't buy because it's way expensive. It's not the top of the line, and I don't own a Ferrari. I'm Justin Robert Young. These are the Ferrari earbuds by Logic 3. And this is Before You Buy. Helicopter!
Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. Thank you, Justin Robert Young, host of NSFW. The Ferrari red looks cool, but you pay for the red, right? I mean, it's ridiculous, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Shannon, this is my little device here, and this is crazy. This is from Lenovo. It's the Idea Center Horizon. It is a 27-inch, well, they call it a table PC. It's a tablet. It's all touch, 10-point multi-touch. But it is running Windows 8, but holy cow, it is the strangest thing you ever saw. One of the things I don't like about this is, unlike most Windows tablets, there's no home button on this, so you've got to pull up the keyboard. And this does come with a variety of accessories. There's a Bluetooth keyboard. You get some of these weird puck things, and actually these are designed along with these little joysticky suction cup joysticky devices, and battery-powered die, which you can buy more of. These are designed to play games with, and I think that this is the market that Lenovo envisions this. In fact, as you saw before, they say this reinvents together time. Lenovo has put a variety of tools on for playing games. In fact, they have a special Aura game center that has games designed specifically for this. But I got to tell you, there's some things that are a little disappointing here. Now, maybe in the retail. By the way, if you always wanted a Surface, look, it's just like Surface. It's got the pinch and zoom, the images, that kind of thing. There are a variety of games. This is the kind of crazy Lenovo UI. If we play Monopoly, we can actually use the little die to play Monopoly upside down. I guess the idea is that you would have this in the house, and the kids would play it. Now, you can run it flat like this. It's got this very strange hydraulic lift assembly in the back that allows you to easily modify the angle. You could see that. But what you don't want to do is lift it up, because then it's almost impossible to get the thing back. You would never want to use this as a computer, mainly because of the resolution. It's only 1920 by 1080. You might say, well, that's high def. It is high def, but on a 27-inch display, it is really way too small. You can see the pixels as anything but, let's just cancel out of this upside down game if I can do it upside down. And that's the other thing is, this Aura is not a traditional Windows 8 style app. So a lot of the things that you would expect to do in Windows 8, you can't do, like get rid of this. Thank you. Oh, no. Now what do we do? There's a button in the bottom right that'll reverse this. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, sure. Whatever you say. This like this one? Yeah, but it's not doing anything. Oh. it is Windows 8, and so it has the traditional Windows 8 things. You can get this with an i5 or an i7. This has 8 gigs of RAM. I mean, it's a fairly sophisticated computer. They say the one we're showing is $1,849, but you can it will sell at retail for $1,500, which is still pretty pricey for a tablet. It's also very heavy. You're not going to want to lift this or carry it around. This is really a table PC. They got it right. It comes with a strange swoopy-doopy mouse you'll probably never use, a standard keyboard, dice. It's an interesting product. I have to commend Lenovo. In fact, the market that this is aiming at is people who saw the Microsoft Surface a few years ago and said, gee, I want one. The Surface was $25,000. This is a lot less expensive, $1,500. It's running Windows 8. And it's got a touch screen, too low res, very heavy. The pros on this, well, it's going to impress your friends and neighbors. You can have that on the coffee table, and they'll go, wow, that's one big-ass tablet you got there. It kind of looks like something's wrong, right? Like you're in a land of the giants or something. The cons, the screen is really too low res for something 27 inches. I think that's one of the ways they got it to be so low-priced. And it isn't really that low-priced. $1,500, you can get a very nice Windows 8 tablet for that. This is a specialty product. I don't know if I could see my kids or other kids playing games on this. You can play head-to-head table hockey, but the screen isn't so responsive and it doesn't look so good that it really feels like, wow, we're playing air hockey here. You could get an air hockey set for like $150. Play real air hockey. Don't play with this. I have to give it a don't buy. But I will commend Lenovo for at least doing something a little bit different. And, you know, when you walk down the street with this thing under your arms, you're going to get a lot of attention. So a definite don't buy for the Lenovo Idea Center Horizon. Nice try, Lenovo, but next time, could you put a home button right there? Because that would make it a whole lot easier to use. That's it for this edition. Can you believe this? I mean, it's cool. We've had it lying around. In fact, we have a number of others, don't we, Shannon? There's a few companies making very big yes. tablet PCs. Did you get it? Oh, you did. Now it's my way. Now it's going my way. But actually, that's because I turn it around. Forget it. You don't want this. Hey, thank you for joining us. Thanks to all of our reviewers, Jason Howell, Shannon Morse, Tony Wang, Justin Robert Young. Who am I leaving out?
Liz
Romero. How could I leave you out? Thanks to you for joining us. We do this show every Tuesday right after the GizWiz show, about 4 p.m. Pacific time, 7 p.m. Eastern time, 2300 UTC on twit.tv. Do watch live if you can. You can see all the behind the scenes going backwards and forwards, up and down, trying to figure out how to use this stuff. But if you can't, we've got on-demand versions available for you after the fact. twit.tv/BYB. You can email us, byb@twit.tv, if there's something you'd like to see reviewed, like this Lenovo. You can also watch us on YouTube. We take all the reviews, and in many cases, they're longer than you see on the full show. And you can see the entire review at our YouTube channel, youtube.com/beforeyoubuy. I'm Leo Laporte. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time. Remember, you got to watch before you buy.